This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Daryl Ryder joins us on the show this morning. Hello, Daryl.
Morning, guys.
A lot of down people out there today, Daryl. I think people aren't mad. They're overwhelmingly frustrated. I think they're hurt today.
Well, they're hurt. I mean, they should be. That was as embarrassing as it gets. You lost to a third-string quarterback, nicknamed Duck, a third-string running back, a bunch of receivers nobody's ever heard of, and, you know, that's on the head coach, you know. Freddie Kitchens can walk around town wearing a I'm a third-place head coach T-shirt. He should try that now.
Whoa!
Wow.
Daryl.
Wow.
All right, so we're all kind of walking on eggshells because we don't want to say anything we're going to regret. We're all mad. We're all upset about how things have panned out. Daryl, we don't want to do the should we fire the coach after every loss show. We've done it before. They can still get to 8-8, but this does not look good, Daryl. It just doesn't look good.
Again, they should be embarrassed. They really should. They should be embarrassed. They lost that football game yesterday. And what you saw yesterday, the difference between a good coach and a position coach. And that's what Freddie Kitchens is. He's not a head coach.
Daryl.
Okay?
Daryl.
He's not ready to be a head coach.
Daryl. I'm going to agree with you.
Wind it up.
Stay with us. Because now it's not an interview. It's a conversation. You know how us three do it. Can I just say this for a second? Anthony, we all know. You say you don't want to do the show. We all know here. We all know. We all understand. We all understand what it is. Is there the people aren't dumb. Browns fans aren't stupid. And I'm getting upset. I'm not upset with you. I'm just upset with the situation. Let's make that abundantly clear. The reason why I'm not getting all angry today, the reason why a lot of fans haven't been all angry today, we haven't had anybody screaming. We haven't had anybody do the no more losing chant and just hang up. Nobody did that. Because you all know. We all know what it is. Don't you, Daryl? We all know. Like, it's right there in front of our face. And it's not that the quarterback's amazing and that he'll be amazing after the guy's gone. It's not that. But you're not even putting him in a position to do something like that. And you're not even put in a position to do it as a right football team. And when you wear the shirt, which is a silly thing to say, and I know you're not blaming the loss on the shirt. It's just
one more thing.
It's one more thing that Browns fans have to answer to. Like, if this isn't bad enough, and I got to deal with a bunch of Steelers fans talking trash, now all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork, and you gave them all the material in the world because you wore a shirt. And long after you're fired, unless the Browns get this thing going in the right direction, I myself as a Browns fan, and Anthony is a Browns fan, and Daryl, who covers the Browns, and all those Browns fans out there, are going to have to answer to that until they get their head out of their ass. So now people are going to be a little bit upset, but honestly, it's just the truth. I got position coaches, I got things that aren't going right the right way, and it starts at the top there. So it's just an acceptance, isn't it, Daryl? Thank you.
Yeah, here's the thing. They didn't lose the game because you wore the t-shirt, okay? But you're a clown when you do stuff like that, especially when you don't win. When you win, it's cute, it's funny, it's a great story, whatever. But when you lose, you're a joke. And that's what Freddie Kitchens is today. He's a punchline. Enough's enough. This franchise should be done with being the punchline. It's time for this franchise to start winning football games and winning on a consistent basis. Freddie Kitchens could not beat an offense led by Devlin Hodges, Benny Snell Jr., Tevin Jones, and James Washington. And Kitchens had Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry, and Odell Beckham Jr. on his team. Let that sink in. And as I wrote yesterday, enjoy cackling over those t-shirts, Browns, because the Steelers are laughing at you by winning again. That's what they do. You know, you look at what's happened to Pittsburgh. No Le'Veon Bell, no Antonio Brown. They moved on. Ben Roethlisberger, done for the year. Started the year 0-3. They got players dropping like flies. No James Conner. No Juju Smith-Schuster. No Marquise Pouncey. Mason Rudolph, the backup quarterback, sucked so bad he got benched. And some dude nicknamed Duck goosed you yesterday. Congratulations, Freddie Kitchens and the Browns.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. Okay, so Daryl, just a couple things because we want to talk specifics here. We all know it was bad. We know it was terrible.
Yep.
Let's start out with just Odell Beckham. I mean, this is a guy who is one of the best wide receivers in the league, right? We all agree on that, right, Daryl?
Yeah.
We still do.
Yep. Supposed to be. Yep, yep.
Six targets. He had three catches, 29 yards. They have made him essentially invisible this year. What is wrong with him and Baker? We all just assume there would be great chemistry. It's been the opposite of that. Jarvis Landry has great chemistry with Baker, mm-hmm. but it doesn't exist with Odell. Where do you think this went wrong between the two of them?
It sounds simplistic to say, but I think that, you know, maybe they ought to spend some more time together in the offseason.
Well, no, Odell's going to be with Joe Hayden in the offseason. They hang out.
Yeah.
They're best friends.
Yeah. So, the install happens in the offseason during during OTAs and the offseason program, okay? And when you're not around for the install, that's just valuable time that's missing. And I was wrong. I didn't think it'd be a big deal. I really didn't. I took the stance that, hey, do whatever you can to make Odell feel comfortable here. The trade was a shock to him. He's got his own life to live right now. Needs, give him his space, whatever. But you know what? I think the Cleveland Browns need to become more about football and less about sneakers, less about watches, less about visors, and less about T-shirts and all this other minutia that nobody cares about. You know, the Patriots have their controversies. The Steelers have their controversies. The Ravens have theirs. Winning teams have controversy. It's the age of modern media. It's the age of the NFL. But those organizations know how to deal with it, and the Cleveland Browns don't, quite simply. I don't think that the Browns were ready for Odell Beckham Jr., and it shows. They weren't ready for him on the field, and they sure weren't prepared for him off the field. And Odell's not been bad off the field.
No.
Okay? He's been a great teammate. He's not been a problem child, aside from, again, the stupid stuff he gets fined for, and he, blames the media for every controversy that, pops up. But considering some of the stuff that's been said about him, I totally understand where he's coming from, because the narrative of him coming from New York is not what I have witnessed with my own two eyes since coming here. Again, great teammate, hell of a football player, and they don't know how to use him. I'm flabbergasted saying that. They don't know how to use him.
Yeah,
you know
right
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that just blows my mind.
I'm getting more and more of an increasing feeling here, Daryl, where Demarius Randall didn't play yesterday. He wasn't brought on the trip, and we can break that down here in a second. Yeah, Devereaux Lawrence, who was cut earlier last week. I'm getting more of a feeling that there's going to be other shoes that drop after mm-hmm. the season. Like, during the offseason, I think there's going to be some leaks that go on out there that tells what type of locker room it is, especially if Freddie ends up being let go after this year.
And this is why I wrote what I wrote yesterday. That, it's emblematic of the lack of leadership. Attitude reflects leadership. It's not about Freddie wearing the T-shirt. It's about doing the right thing as the head coach. You're supposed to be the adult in the room, not the child, okay? You're supposed to be the parent, not the participant. You're supposed to set the example, not join in on the clown show. And Freddie Kitchens made it very clear that if he could do it all over again, he'd do the same thing. And that's the problem. You need an adult in the room. The Cleveland Browns need an adult to run the football team. And I love Freddie Kitchens. He's a great guy. He really is. And he's a good football coach, but he's not ready to be a head coach. The guy's never been a head coach in his life. So he's learning on the job. And the Browns are suffering because of that, and that's a shame. And it's not fair to Freddie, but it's also not fair to the Browns. It's not fair to the fans that have to suffer through him learning these things on the job.
All right, Daryl, obviously we know the secondary was big-time depleted yesterday and the Demaryius Randall situation, that looms, and we're going to hear more about it this week, and we're wondering if he's even going to play the rest of the year. We have no idea. With all of that said, what did you think of the defensive effort yesterday? It's not like they gave up a boatload of points, but, man, they had some opportunities in that secondary. I thought Denzel Ward has regressed, and they had some issues back there.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Denzel Ward did not play a good game yesterday. Greedy Williams got picked on before he got dinged up. I don't know how you have your opponent backed up on their own one-yard line. Game is on the line, and you allow the Steelers to reel off three first downs and chew about 4 minutes off the clock before you're able to get them to give you the ball back. That's a unit that's not, that just doesn't have it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no excuse for that. You have to get that stop on the goal line and give your offense an opportunity to have the ball back in midfield with the game on the line. You have to do that. And they, on that side of the ball, did not step up. That's on Steve Wilks. I put that squarely on Steve Wilks' shoulders. They started out on fire, but you got to play four quarters, not one.
What happened with Demaryius Randall? Do you know anything?
Well, the report from ESPN is that he skipped the practice. Everyone is mum on it. And, you know, Freddie gets mad at us because we have the temerity to ask what's going on. A reflection of the head coach. Best defensive player has a discipline issue the week before the biggest game of the season. All right. Like it or not, fair or not, that reflects on the head coach. You know what I mean? Like, and you're right. The stories are going to start leaking out at some point here about what's really going on behind the scenes. But, you can see guys like Baker and Odell and Jarvis and Joel Bitonio. And, you know, you see those guys, you know, trying to keep this thing together, you know. They made a little bit of a run to win those three straight games, but they're not going to win the division. They've been eliminated from that, and they're not going to the playoffs. And that, to me, is a failure this year for the talent that they had. And I know talent doesn't always win, as we see a lot here in Cleveland. They don't win if they have talent, and they don't win if they don't have talent.
No,
so I don't know what the solution is for the Cleveland Browns.
No,
you can't win
I
with talent. You can't win without it. I don't know.
Daryl, we do have to talk about this because there's no way you can ever convince me talent's the issue. There's just no way. And I know they don't have Myles Garrett right now. There's a bunch of teams that don't have an elite pass rusher that's still
see the Pittsburgh Steelers and see the hot garbage the Pittsburgh Steelers had to field yesterday. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
look at that.
That's
why there's no
Daryl,
excuse for the Browns to be 5-7.
Sure. This offseason, I don't think we're going to be harping on talent, talent, talent. I know they have money to spend. And
we're going to be harping on coaching, coaching, coaching.
Well, but I also...
Leadership.
There you go.
Daryl's hot.
There you go. Leadership is where I want to go with you here. Last comment here, Daryl. I just think this offseason, we know that talent alone is not going to do it. And by the way, you're a more talented roster than even the New England Patriots. But they have a talent issue on offense. I think the Browns do not have a talent issue right now. They have a
leadership problem.
They do. How do they fix it?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the solution is, Anthony. You know, for years we cried, they had no talent. Get some talent in here. John Dorsey goes out and gets some talent in here. They still can't win. You know what I mean? Like, it's mind-boggling to me. This franchise is a disaster. It's been a disaster since 99. And they've had little teeny tiny moments. Like, we're all grasping for the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, any little sign of hope everyone's clinging to. And I don't know, you know, hey. you within the locker room, as far as players go, leadership is not appointed. It's something that just naturally happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't say Baker Mayfield's the leader of the team because he's the quarterback. All right. It's something that has to organically happen. And I think it's happening with Baker. I'm not picking on him. I want to make that clear. But you just can't say X player is the leader of the team. You know what I mean? And so I don't know how you develop that that cohesion, the natural organic leadership, or what. You know, everyone says winning cures everything. And for 3 weeks, everyone felt good about the Browns because they won. And we thought that everything was hunky-dory, fine and dandy. And then what happens? Randall gets left home, and you get beat in Pittsburgh by a bunch of no-name players after, you know, your head coach walked around town wearing a fun T-shirt. Again, stuff's cute when you win. You're a clown when you lose, Darryl, and that's what the Cleveland Browns are.
Darryl, real quick, and I do mean real quick, did you hear anything? Is there anything of note? Because there's a lot of people asked me last night to ask you today. Between Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and coaching at all, was there anything there? Like a any sort of a tiff, ruffling of feathers?
I mean, not that I'm aware of, but okay. I can't imagine
during
those
that
guys
game,
are...
During the game.
Yeah, we're
yeah, you know,
they didn't speak to the media afterwards, so that's why I got to ask you. I'm sorry.
Well, this isn't the first time Jarvis has done something like that. You know, Jarvis earlier in the year, if you remember, he had that one comment to a reporter that got, you know, blown up or whatever. But when he's hot like that, he tends to not speak right after a game. So don't. To be fair to Jarvis, I wouldn't read too much into it.
And well, I don't know
I think Odell maybe took the same thing.
I'm sorry, Darryl. I the only reason I ask is so many people are like, you got to ask Darryl this tomorrow. I said, okay. So I didn't mean to put you in a bad spot. Just so it was on record, I had to ask just to make sure it was asked. But I got to tell you, I don't know if I blame Jarvis right now. All right, Darryl, we thank you very much for the time. Wonderful as always, buddy. All the best to you. Hopefully your Monday goes a lot better than it is right now.
Yeah. Oh, my Monday's fine.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The wonderful Darryl Ryder.
Great day for everybody.
On the North Homestead, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, live on The Fan.